very few teeth remaining. But between them, she growled to the guests in a terrible voice.
I am the fairy, Uglyane. Pray, where are your king's manners that I have not been invited?
She had, in fact, been overlooked, and this was not surprising, because she lived at the far end of the country, in a lonely tower set around by the forest. For 50 years, she had never come out of this tower, and everyone believed her to be dead or enchanted. That, you must know, is the commonest way the fairies have of ending. They lock themselves up in a tower or within a hollow oak, and are never seen again. The king, though she chose to accuse his manners, was in fact the politest of men. He hurried to express his regrets, led her to table with his own hand, and ordered a dish to be set for her. But with the best will in the world, he could not give her a dish cover such as the others had, because 7 only had been made for the 7 invited fairies. The old crone received his excuses very ungraciously while accepting a seat. It was plain that she had taken deep offence. One of the younger fairies, Hippolyta by name, who sat by, overheard her mumbling threats between her teeth, and fearing she might bestow some